celebrating 90 years of publishing excellence for scholars, students, and the citizens of Illinois and beyond, including Life Along the Illinois River, photographs and introduction by David Zelaznik.
57 degrees today, snow tomorrow night. Ed Kieser has details on the weather in 5 minutes after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Both parties in the Illinois Senate expect to decide on new leaders soon. But in the meantime, those vying for the top jobs are in full campaign mode. Sean Crawford has more.
The elections involving the public might be over, but senators are now turning their attention to a more private affair in which the two caucuses decide who will lead them. Senate President Emil Jones, a Democrat, is retiring from the Illinois legislature, and Republican leader Frank Watson is stepping down from that post as he recovers from a recent stroke. A half dozen or more Democrats are making a push to be Senate president. One of them is Lake County lawmaker Terry Link. To get the job, they need 30 votes in the chamber, and Link says it's still an open race.
Let's put it this way. Nobody's near 30 right now. We will be discussing this as mature adults.
The leadership fight has the potential to fracture working relationships going forward. Republicans are also undecided on their choice. On their first day back to Springfield for the fall session, senators on both sides of the aisle spent their time huddling with colleagues in an effort to shore up support. Both Republicans and Democrats say the choices could be made as early as next week, although the new leaders won't officially assume those roles until January. I'm Sean Crawford.
The future is uncertain for Illinois Governor Al Blagojevich's expanded health care program, but an order yesterday from the state Supreme Court will allow family care to continue for now. Mike Rhee has this report.
The lawsuit against Blagojevich's family care program has dragged on nearly a year. Margaret Stapleton is an attorney representing parents enrolled in family care. She says the ongoing litigation is putting a lot of people in jeopardy.
So, I mean, we really need to have this resolved. I mean, we're going into a recession. People desperately need to have health care available to them.
But plaintiffs say the governor did not have the authority to expand Medicaid for more than 500,000 people in Illinois. Last month, a Cook County judge ordered the state to stop paying for the program while the case moved forward, but the Illinois Supreme Court blocked that order with an order of its own, siding with the governor. His attorneys say stopping family care abruptly would hurt the people covered by it. I'm Mike Rhee.
An attorney has filed a settlement agreement on behalf of one child who was a victim of John White, a former Urbana schoolteacher serving time for child sexual abuse. Steve Amjad won't comment on the settlement except to say it was for $300,000 against the Urbana School District. The student and her family did not file a lawsuit, but because the plaintiff is a minor, the settlement had to be filed in court. The child's name has been kept secret. Other former students of White's had filed suit against the Urbana School's current and former administrators and White himself. If you have questions about where the Champaign County Nursing Home is going, the head of the firm hired to run the home is ready to take your questions. Mike Scovato, the president of Management Performance Associates, will be at the county nursing home today at 5:30 to talk informally with the public. County board member Jennifer Putman says Scovato has confirmed the engagement with her. She says Scovato proposed the Q&A sessions because of the difficulties he had in answering questions from the public during meetings of the county nursing home board.
Members of the public felt unnecessarily cut off when they were limited to asking questions just at the end of the board of directors business meeting, and at the last monthly board of directors meeting, Mr. Scovato offered to make himself available, meet and greet, answer questions for a half hour.
The county board hired Management Performance Associates earlier this year to manage the financially strapped nursing home. Putman was one of a minority of board members who voted no, but she says she wants to give Scovato's firm every chance to succeed. Champaign County Zoning Administrator says a few energy companies have interest in locating a wind farm in the area. But John Hall says the county's ordinance prevents them from making a formal presentation for several months. The county board's Environment and Land Use Committee continues to revise the language of the ordinance, which is presently limited to operations with only 1 to 3 wind turbines. With the present wording, Hall says larger proposals have the potential to interfere with farming in the county. Hall says in order to offer space for many turbines, an extensive review will be required by a couple of more governing bodies.
Wind farm development is a good thing if it's done properly, and so we want to get our ordinance improved as quickly as possible so that the county board would have all the information they would need to make a decision regarding siting of a wind farm.
A new ordinance would not only need the review of the county board, but the Zoning Board of Appeals. Hall says that likely means the first opportunity to propose a wind farm wouldn't come until late next summer. Our next report is at 8:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA store in Rantoul and Catlin, and Jerry's IGA in Hoopston and the Round Barn Center in Champaign. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
And at 7:35, that drummer that's drumming there with Jimi Hendrix was Mitch Mitchell, Ed. And he passed away yesterday at the age of 62.
That's pretty young. That's younger than Neil Young was the other day, Jay.
That's right.
Because then you say Neil Young turned 63.
That's right. Mitch
so
Mitchell.
Now your hope has gone away.
Well, I got till 62. Anyway.
Well, you've got more than that.
Apparently died of natural causes, according to Reuters, in a Portland hotel room. Portland, Oregon. So there you go. Another piece of the 60s. Passing on.